It is 6:35. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Todd Pyro is going to join us at 7:35. He had a Fox and Friends hit. He did an early show this morning, too, which we're going to ask him about, that we hadn't seen him on before, so that was kind of cool. Maybe they're bringing back the 4 to 5 hour, which I would love to see because we always got a lot out of that 4 to 5 hour. GD and I did in the morning, so we'd love to see that. Fox, once again, of course, is dominating everything out there in the news world. They are doubling the audience of CNN and MSNBC combined. As you may have seen, a lot of big stars, I guess that's what they're called. I didn't, you know, supposed to be news people, but a lot of big stars in the news industry are going by the way of the dodo bird. Chuck Todd, the longtime political whatever he was, used to host Meet the Press. He's part of the team that ruined that great institution. But he was a political activist and trying to act like he was an anchor. And, you know, a reporter, a journalist, and he was none of those things. Anyhow, he's leaving NBC. Jim Acosta, one of the most acidic people in all of news, who actually wrote a book during the Trump administration and said that when journalists insert their opinion in a news story, it's totally appropriate in the age of Trump. He's out. Rumor is Jake Tapper is on his way out. He has... Well, he's been another guy out there that has said one thing when the people he supported were in power and says entirely another now that the people that he supported are, you know, well, they're gone. They're all gone. And so the rumor is he's on his way out. So you're seeing a lot of names from those places going away. Norah O'Donnell is no longer running NBC News at night anymore. They're all going away because nobody believes them because they have their opinion. They do opinion like I do, and they pretend it's news. I don't pretend what I do is news, and never have. It's my opinion of what goes on in the world. And I've always said that, and I've never shied away from it. I like doing opinion. I like telling you what I think. And apparently a lot of you like to hear it because we have a big audience. I know we always joke about it, but we have a very big audience here. So it's just so odd, you know, how people are just, the news won't tell the truth about what's going on here. And now Doge is going in and they're uncovering what the Treasury Department has been doing, you know, the career people have been doing, and exposing it, and people are losing their minds. How dare they talk about these things? Elon Musk is exposing, he said, that the Treasury Department has been committing crimes in this country every hour of their existence. And we're finding out we've been handing out money to people all around the world with no accountability. By the way, did you see the report? I don't know if it's true. I'm not in Ukraine, and God knows I'm not in Washington. But President Zelensky of Ukraine came out to say that of the $177 billion... that been allocated by the United States government to Ukraine, $100 billion of it never showed up. They don't know where it is. He can't account for it. Said it was intercepted by, well, American politicians. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what he said. Do you think the American media is reporting on this? You know, no, they're not. They're not reporting on it. Would seem to me, with a whole boatload of Americans being up in arms about the amount of money that we've given to Ukraine without any accountability, and then the president of Ukraine comes out and says that $100 billion of the $177 billion we've given them never materialized, you would think somebody might be curious. But the problem is, when you start being curious, then the truth gets told. And when the truth gets told, it's not good for the political crowd. It's like the truth being told up in Augusta. They don't really go after stories. What do you think would be happening in Florida right now if 250 kids had died in state oversight and state care? 250 kids have been abused and beaten to death. What do you think would be happening in a place like Florida where they have accountability in government? Where the people of Florida are actually proud of their government. Not all of them, of course. Obviously, you're going to always have people that have their hand out. And when they don't get that money in their hands, they get upset. But for those that actually care about the proper operation of the state of Florida, Florida is a well-run state. Ron DeSantis, by all accounts, is the best governor in the country. What do you think would happen there if 250 kids in Florida, which is a much more populous state, what do they have, Didi? Is it 27 million people? Could you look that up? They have 27 million people, I believe. I think that's right. I could be wrong about that. It could be 23 million. But it's a whole boatload more people than we have. And if they had 250 kids die in state care and state oversight, even though as a percentage of population, it would be very, very small compared to the state of Maine, heads would roll. Heads might be chopped off. But here, they won't even talk about it. The governor gave the state of the state budget or the state of the state address or whatever the hell it was she did the other night and never even mentioned the problems in that department and all the children that have died. How do you respect her for that? Oh, I know the sycophants were up there like little seals. I get it. They got their hand out. By the way, did you see the report about the pastor? What is her name? Bood, B-U-D-D-E. Pastor, priest, whatever the hell it is she is. I don't know. Fraud is what I call her. You know, the one where Trump and his family went to a prayer service and she turned it into a political speech? It turns out she's part of an organization that had been getting $53 million a year from the federal government about refugee resettlement. She's been profiting from this. You can't make it up. And I'm going to play the clip in a minute. You know, we ran in late because of the snow and the problems that there were, of her telling us how it's okay to have an abortion, that it's fine. It's no problem. Now, I know people can differ on that issue. You know where I stand. It's all clear. But she's supposed to be an ambassador for God, and she's saying, yeah, it's okay to kill God's creation. It's okay. No worries. No worries. No big deal. $53 million they've been getting to help with refugee resettlement. Of course she's upset at Trump. He's going to stop her gravy train. Of course she's upset. Everybody that's having their gravy train stopped is upset. J.D. Vance, the vice president of the United States, who was a freshman senator when this happened in East Palestine, Ohio, was heading back there on the second anniversary because the Biden administration just ignored him. Acted like it didn't happen. Well, you know, because it's flyover country and they vote red. People say, oh, Ray, that's not true. Well, we know that members of FEMA testified during the hurricanes that struck North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, that they were instructed to skip over houses that had Trump signs. They've testified to that. People were fired because of it. So you can't pretend it didn't happen. It did, and it does. But it won't much longer. I think he's going to dismantle FEMA. And I hope he does. When was the last time you heard people saying FEMA was doing a magnificent job? Was it during the hurricane in North Carolina or Georgia or Florida? Was it Katrina? Was that when we did a good job, Katrina? Brownie, you're doing a great job, Brownie. Yeah, I don't think so. And yet we just accept it. They don't do their job. They don't do it well. I know it's tough circumstances. I get it. It's tough for everybody. We have a $7 trillion government. People are depending on it in circumstances where it's not their fault. No one would have ever thought that Asheville, North Carolina, would be overrun with floodwaters in the manner in which they were. No one would ever have thought it because it's never happened before. And these people were just left destitute, living in tents in the cold. We like doing that, though. It's what we do to our veterans. If they fall on hard times, well, boys, you did your time. We appreciate you. Now go back to your tent and shiver. That's been the government's response to all of this. Don't tell me it hasn't. That's why we have organizations like Travis Mills' organization and like Veterans Count. Brian Cummings is literally on the ground going into homeless encampments and seeking out veterans to get them off the street and into shelter because our government has left them behind because they were no longer useful. And somehow we think that's okay. As long as we're pouring money into foreign nations, for what purpose, God only knows, because we don't. I know nobody wants to hear any of this. I get that. I'm the only one that cares about any of it. That's why I'm talking about it. But I know, buddy, nobody wants to hear any of this. I understand. Because if you hear about it and know about it, you have to care about it. And God, good God, we don't have time for that, do we? I mean, there wasn't even outrage in the country when we found out that when Trump froze the aid to foreign nations, there were millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars going to Gaza for condoms. What do you think those millions of dollars could have done for our homeless veterans? But we were sending condom money for condoms in Gaza. Why were we doing that? Who thought it was a good idea? What idiot thought that was something we should be doing? And yet we did it. And we had done it. And we were going to do it more. So hate Trump all you want. I thank God for him. Finally, somebody's standing up for my country. Instead of us being run over by every other ragtag, no-good nation in the world. The Canadian government deserves what it's getting. The Canadian government punished our dairy farmers with a 293% tariff. If you've listened to the show for long, you may recall somebody calling in here who said they were American and defending it, saying, well, Canada's a much smaller country than we are. 293% tariff on dairy. Yeah, that was a really, really neighborly thing of Canada's government to do. Really neighborly. And Trump says no more. Not doing it. You've let people into our country illegally. You haven't done your part. Mexico, you haven't done your part. Mexico is nothing but a pipeline for drugs. And a pipeline for people to come into this country illegally. Mexico has not done its part. And they can rant and rave and say, we're proud Mexicans. Good for you. Good for you. Take us on then. Let's go. I mean, it didn't work out well 180 years ago. What makes you think it's going to work out well this time? Oh, did you not know we had the Mexican-American War in 1845? Did you not know that? Well, you probably didn't because they don't teach it in school. Didn't work out for them well last time. It won't work out this time at all. Mexico has allowed people to literally come through their country from their southern border to their northern border, which is our southern border, and allow them to plow into our country. And they have protected the cartels. And when Donald Trump said the Mexican government was in concert with the cartels, they got all upset about it. Well, then why haven't you done something about it, Mexico? We have captured unbelievable amounts of fentanyl coming into this country. And unfortunately, we haven't gotten it all. Somebody made the point over the weekend, well, Border Patrol has only gotten 23 pounds of fentanyl coming from Canada. So I asked people that know, what would 23 pounds of fentanyl do? It contains enough doses to kill 140 million Americans. 140 million, about half of our population. They were trying to minimize it, saying there's only been 23 pounds confiscated. Well, what about the stuff we didn't get? Because people snuck in here from Canada. But we confiscated 23 pounds. And according to people that are much smarter than me, who know about this stuff, it's enough doses to kill 140 million Americans. Half the population. Well, we know this progressive element wants people to go. They're boarding them as fast as they can. They want to euthanize old people. They're passing laws to euthanize old people. They believe in eugenics. They want to get rid of the population. Kamala Harris even said it in a speech. Children are breathed freer when we reduce the population. I mean, words matter, even from someone like her. But nobody seems to be paying attention. Nobody seems to want to look out for America. And by the way, I heard somebody say on Fox this morning, I respect their right to protest. He was talking about them blocking the roads in LA. They have every right to protest. That is true. People on our soil are protected by the Constitution. I don't know that I fully like that, but they are. Blocking the roads and stopping traffic is not peaceable assembly, which is what the Constitution says. It doesn't say you can go and block the roads. You can go and stand on the sidelines and scream at the top of your lungs and cry and yell and do your hula dances and whatever the hell else it is you people do. But you don't have a right to block the roads. And when you block the roads, you know, let's do Kathy Breen here. Kathy Breen told Joe Bruno over the weekend, a mother that's traveled 3,000 miles by foot with two children, maybe we ought to think about that. Well, Kathy, maybe you ought to think about, since you want to go worst case scenario, what about the person that's had a heart attack and the ambulance is trying to get through to the hospital and they can't because protesters have blocked the road? What about that person? It happened on I-93 in Boston. Somebody died several years ago because the ambulance couldn't get through because the protesters were blocking I-93. Why don't Americans count? Why don't they ever count with you people? Why don't they ever count with you people? Why don't you worry about Americans? And by the way, Donald Trump isn't rounding up that poor woman with two children. They're rounding up people who have committed crimes on our soil. And if some people get caught up in that who are here illegally, well, so be it. They weren't supposed to be here to start with. But why don't we care about the Americans who have been harmed? 425,000 people have been identified by Border Patrol out of the 12 million Joe Biden let in. Right now, he's rounding up the 425,000 people. Kathy Breen said over the weekend she adopted two girls from Cambodia and they're American citizens. Why would they be in jeopardy if they're American citizens? It's just always fear and smear. It's ridiculous. You don't love the country. Why don't you just admit it?
We fix people by fixing their car. I like being part of that.
It's a great feeling knowing that you've done something that looks good.